This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're doing a series of interviews this week with people from a pretty wide range of fields about something that they all have in common, a really good idea, and the creativity, the risk tolerance, and the perseverance to make that idea stick. To start things off today, Tony Fadell. He worked at Apple on the first generations of the iPod, and then 3 years ago founded Nest Labs, most famous for that fancy thermostat that doesn't need to be programmed, but instead learns your habits and your behavior and thus your temperature preferences. Tony, thanks so much for coming on.
Hi, Kai. It's great to be here.
So listen, did you wake up one day and say, all right, well, now that I've done, you know, Apple and big design stuff there, I think I'm going to do thermostats? Is that how this happened?
Well, in a way, it sort of did. It was really through a process of building and designing a home for my family. You know, I was trying to understand what a new home would look like when you have access to it from anywhere in the world using your smartphone. What would a connected home look like, and what would a green home look like? Putting those two things together and reimagining the experience inside of a home when you have those two technologies.
To the point about being able to control this thing from your smartphone and it learning and all that, I know you are not a big proponent of the idea of the Internet of Things, that eventually our refrigerator is going to know how much milk we have. And yet, this is maybe a key element in the Internet of Things. Explain that.
Well, you know, look, at the end of the day, well, all we've done is we've taken a product, a thermostat.
Yeah.
It's not the Internet of Things. It's an internet-connected thermostat to allow you to gain access to it from anywhere to control it. But the other big piece of this is information, to allow us to create energy reports for you, to show you how you're behaving, how you're using energy, and what things you might be able to do to save more money and save more energy. So when it becomes connected, it's not just about remote control and linking it to other things. It's really about giving you the information necessary to make better choices.
You know, I get all that, but there is an element of big data to this thing, because you guys now know when I will turn my thermostat down to go on vacation. You know, you know, when I've left for work, right? I mean, you know all this stuff that maybe I don't want you to know.
That's true that, you know, when you have this connectivity, that there might be some downsides to it, of course. But think of it this way. We can't bring that kind of convenience to you unless it actually has that connectivity. Now, remember, if you look at something like your smartphone today, and most people won't give up their smartphones, it also knows when you're home and when you're away. It also knows all of these other things about you.
Total change of gears here. What is it about design for you that is so attractive? I mean, you were in on the iPhone and the iPod at Apple, and now you've done this thing, which is, you know, for thermostats, it's a pretty good-looking little device.
Thanks. Well, really, if you put the love into a product and you want to change people's behaviors or the way they think about something, you also have to change the exterior of it. You know, if you look at, and the interactions of it, if you look at products on the wall today, thermostats on the wall, they're ignored. People don't want to program them. They don't really use them. So what we decided was make sure you make it a loved product, something that is, attracts the eye. And then people engage with it and they say, hey, maybe there's something really cool there. Maybe there's something I can learn from it.
Talk to me for a second about market disruption. I mean, you guys did that at Apple with the devices there, and you're trying to do it here. One wonders whether you're going to be as successful as Apple was.
Well, you know, today, most thermostats are sold in wholesale. What we've done is we've gone where you actually buy a smartphone in Best Buy, at Amazon, at the various places where you would learn about high technology consumer electronics. Mm-hmm. We want to be there. We think we can capture an outsized share of the market that is a robust market.
Quickly, before I let you go, what do you think of the idea that's been floated out there in some think pieces lately about this idea that disruption and innovation are overrated, that you know, they're not all they're shook up to be?
Well, look what's happening with electric cars. We're shaking up the market. Look what happened with MP3s. You know, the iPod existed because of MP3s. These kinds of disruptive technologies allow us to create all kinds of new businesses, new services. Look at Uber. These things are amazing technology disruptions that are packaged properly for consumers to be able to embrace. I think we're only going to see more and more of these kinds of changes coming, not less and less.
Tony Fadell, CEO and founder of Nest. Tony, thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Kai. Have a great day.